Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to Sports Talk here on the Big 870 WWL. Mike Dettig along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. Now it's time for quarterback to quarterback. Drew Brees, Bobby Hebert. Every Wednesday afternoon at 4:30 p.m. right here on the Big 870 WWL, Bobby and Drew will break down last Saints game and preview the next matchup. So, Drew, welcome to Sports Talk here on WWL.
Hey, we're bringing it back. QB to QB, Bobby.
Yeah, we're bringing it back. They won't trust it with the quarterbacks they have now. They knew that you could handle me. Avery asks those bizarre questions and stuff. But, Drew, glad to have you on board. I tell you what, when I look at you, not too many people can say this in the world. Usually you have to pass away. But you're a living legend. Usually you have to pass away before you become a legend. But how does it feel to be a living legend? And not only in the Gulf Coast, the Gulf South, I mean, because the Houdat Nation, we're international. You worldwide.
Hey, look, you know what, honestly, that's the best part of it. Literally everywhere I go, I meet Saints fans. Like, I meet Houdat Nation. And they're not, like, quiet people, right?
Right.
Like, they are loud, and they're going to let you know about it. And they're going to let you know every game that they've been to and how much they love their team. And honestly, that's what makes our fan base the best in the world. Like, they are everywhere, and they make themselves known.
Now, Drew, looking at the present situation, the team, what's your thoughts on Rattler's development right now and how he fits into Kellen Moore's offense? Because you know the fit, how you and Sean Payton fit like a glove. Anything you could do for a decade or a dozen years, I mean, that's hard to do. How do you look at Rattler's development with Kellen Moore's offense right now?
I like it a lot, and I think he's a great fit. I think Spencer is a really dynamic player. I love, like, stature wise, he's a lot like me from the perspective of you're not the tallest guy, but you're athletic. You can move. I love the way he throws the ball. He's made some plays running the football that have been really impressive over the last couple weeks. You know, getting some key first downs, breaking tackles. I mean, just some gutsy performances. You know, I know it hasn't resulted in wins, but we've been right there. I mean, honestly, I look at us and the Tampa Bay Bucks. Tampa Bay Bucks just found a way to win those two games, and unfortunately we didn't. But we're, you know, otherwise, I think the division still is just wide open for the taking. So, look, I love to watch his development. I think he's a great fit for Kellen Moore's offense. I really like the stuff that we're doing offensively. God, we got some weapons. I was at the game a Sunday, and I'm looking out there at kind of the speed and versatility we have with the guys, on the perimeter, and obviously Kamara and Juwan Johnson, and so it's fun to watch.
You know, speaking of the guys in the perimeter, when you look at Chris Olave, Rashid Shaheed, he's chunk plays. You can definitely get that at Rashid Shaheed. You look how dangerous. But when you compare to some of the great receivers you play with, like Chris Olave, okay, if you want to be wide receiver one, you can't catch the ball and fall down? How about you get some yards after the catch? Now, you might say, well, Bobby's been dealing with concussions. Well, you're going to get hit in the NFL. We got to get more yak. I know you all, and you always talked about this, the accuracy of the football to help you players get that yak. Just talk a little bit about that, because we need Chris Olave. You want to get paid? You got to be more explosive and not just, you know, catching a deep ball, but how about you turn that 10, 12-yard gain into about a 20-yard gain?
Yeah, I think some of the more valuable guys on the team are the ones that can convert for you on third down and can convert for you in the red zone. And a lot of times those are, you know, the tight window matchups, you know, where you're just...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's going to be open by a little bit, or you just have to get enough separation, and then obviously the QB's got to deliver the ball, you know, accurately and on time in order for you to convert and possess the ball and go down and score points and play the complimentary game with your defense. But yeah, I mean, look, that's required from a number one. They've got to be able to, they got to have those traits. They got to be the guy that you can count on in those situations, third down, red zone.
Now, Drew, I'm looking at Rattler right now. I'm just like, I feel bad for him because I know he's fighting and he's handling adversity. I just want him to win a game. You know how to get that monkey off his back when all of a sudden, like, you're 0-7, you're 0-8. But you know why you cannot give up? And you know history too, especially if we're looking at NFL history now. Do you know what Troy Aikman's record was as a rookie? He was 0-11. Okay, now think about this. We played them. I remember 1989, we won 28-0. It was Jimmy Johnson's first game, Troy Aikman, we waxed him. They couldn't do anything.
Yeah.
When all
yeah.
of a sudden they get Steve Walsh. And they benched Troy Aikman after 11 games because he was 0-11. And then Walsh, the only game the Cowgirls won that year, they were 1-15, was they beat Washington Redskins. But here I'm looking at, like, everybody, oh, Spencer Rattler, he can't win a game. But that shows you the team sport that football is and what it takes. You know that the quarterback gets too much of the glory or the blame, whatever. But what advice would you give Rattler right now as, you know, he's trying to navigate his first full season as a starting quarterback and – what are the most crucial things for him to focus on to get to that point where the team said, yeah, he's the man?
Yeah, look, I think your point is well taken, and I think we all need to, you know, be patient with the process here. You know, here's a guy who was a mid-round pick last year as a rookie and was forced to come in and play, you know, 4 or 5 games due to injury, and not just injury to Derek Carr, but also across the board. I mean, we didn't have our 2 starting receivers. We didn't have a couple of linemen up front. And so, man, you talk about being thrown in the fire, right? And obviously things are different this year. We've been able to, you know, get guys healthy, you know, receivers on the perimeter healthy. You add some pieces of the puzzle. You go out and get Cooks. You trade for Vile. You got, you know, I think you made some solid draft picks to continue to build that O-line as well. And they're right there. I mean, literally, they're right on the cusp. Even last year, a couple of games where they're just right there. They just had to find a way to break the seal, get that first win, start developing some confidence and momentum. But look, I when I watch Spencer play, he's got all the traits. You know, he's got some moxie. He plays with some swagger, kind of chip on his shoulder. The guys seem to like him and play hard around him and for him. He can make all the throws. Man, he can make plays with his legs. He's not afraid to take off and run and kind of lower his head to go get the first down. So for all those reasons, I think we got, you know, we have to be patient with him and recognize that, man, it's going to happen, and hopefully it happens soon.
Now, Drew, you're a lot kinder than me in this regard. You praised the Saints offensive line, and then you can elaborate what you think of that unit. And the reason why I said, no, they can't be good. They got to be the strength of our team. You notice at the beginning of training camp, late July and then early August, you know, I thought this was interesting. Only us and the Los Angeles Chargers. I'm so used to saying San Diego, but the Los Angeles Chargers, the potentially, who's going to start? Okay, it's based on the potential because four of the potential five starters of the Chargers and the Saints were drafted in the first round. So I think that's a fair judgment on them. That the offensive sure. line has to play great, and they have not. I mean, Cesar Ruiz seemed like he's going backwards. I mean, he's drafted in the first round. No, I'm not saying you have to be Carl Nix or Jari Evans, but you got to win. Come on, you got to win up front. I've been more disappointed in training camp when it was all said and done. We went out and practice against the Rams. Now, the Rams got an awesome D-line, and they didn't get after you. But, Drew, I'm telling you right now, if we're going to turn things around, and everyone follows the football to skill people, but we got to win in the trenches. That's what we've invested in the draft. Our offensive line has to be great. Maybe they'll get there. We have to have luck with injuries and all that. But that's what I've been disappointed in.
Yeah, look, I think it's a good point. There's no doubt that the emphasis in the draft has been around the fronts and especially the offensive line. And I think that's really, really wise because I think if you look at any great team, it starts with those guys. And that's something that I know the guys that I've been around have always take great pride in that. And look, it all works together, you know. I mean, you got to have guys that are on the same page running the football and understanding the run game, zone schemes, or whatever it is, and kind of where to make the cuts and how to make the cuts. QB's got to be aware of, hey, how can I help these guys out at time, whether it's protection calls or getting the ball out and that sort of thing. So it is very complimentary, you know, across the board
yep.
with QB and running back and how those guys work together. But certainly just with what we've invested in the offensive line, look, I know a lot of those guys. You know, I played with McCoy. I played right. with Cesar Ruiz, right? You know, some of these new guys I haven't. But nonetheless, I think that's just a level of pride that those guys take in that room to be the tone setters. You know, they have to be the tone setters.
Now, Drew, I'd really be impressed. If we get the nation's attention, we have set Seattle and Seattle, and they gave the business to Brock Purdy and Aaron Rodgers. And so now going into that hostile environment in Seattle, how did you deal with that, and what pointers could you give Rattler? And I'm sure they're working on communication, silent count, and all that. But and we've had success in Seattle. Now, I still think that should have never happened when we had two or three more wins than Seattle. We had to go on the road just because they won the division. Remember, we were on like our eighth running back. I think that might have been the beast mode game for them. And we were way better. I thought we were way better than Seattle. But again, you have to have luck with injuries. But what would you tell Spencer to deal with that atmosphere in Seattle? Because it is loud.
Man, we played there twice in 2013, the year that they won the Super Bowl. We played them on Monday Night Football when we were both 10-1. And that was probably one of the craziest atmospheres I've ever been involved in an opposing stadium. Just how loud it was, and it was weird weather, and I swear they were piping in music, but it was loud anyway. obviously and then we played them in the playoffs that year, and the game was a lot closer there, and I felt like we did a good job of handling the noise at that point because we were a bit more prepared. But I think you just have to go into it where, hey, it's going to be louder. Like, just assume that you will not be able to communicate verbally at all at the line of scrimmage, you know?
Right.
And everyone has to be really, really in tune with just making sure that you're in and out of the huddle with everybody knowing what to do. So, you know, a lot of times it was, hey, it's going to be a simpler game plan. because we need to make sure that we can get in and out of the huddle, up and down, with tempo and everybody knowing what to do. But just understand that you're probably not going to be able to hear anything at the line of scrimmage. It's all going to be nonverbal, and you just got to communicate with a lot of efficiency.
Now, Drew, I never played in that new stadium. When I was playing, they had the old King Dome. And I said, I know about it. Dome, the Superdome's loud. The King Dome was loud. But you know, I remember going in warm-up, and I remember the Seahawks fans were just yelling to be yelling. Well, what, are we warming up? Why are they yelling? You know, trying to torment you. And I'm looking at the team. So we better get off to a fast start. And we did get off to a fast start. That's when they had Bosworth and all that. And the key was to victory. And I think could be the key now that unless you, I don't know, you have crazy, you're not going to be yelling just to be yelling. And maybe the Seahawks fans might do that. But if it seems like when you're on the road, if you set the tone and get off to a fast start, that's the best formula. When you're not playing from behind. And so far, even last week, what, even at home, with all those damn 49er fans in the dome, if we could have been up like 7-0, or maybe potentially could have been 10, but getting off to a fast start so we're not playing from behind.
Yeah, that's the number one way that you combat a rowdy environment is you try to shut them up really quick with going down and getting a first possession score and getting somewhat of a lead. That's the best way. But, hey, I think we do have to talk about how many 49ers fans there were in the dome, man. That was upsetting. I've never seen that much red or opposing team's colors in our dome before.
Have you haven't because you won. I know. Listen, if you win, look, when we played late 80s, early 90s, they had Joe Montana, and we were in the same division of 49ers. No, that would never happen. But you know why? We were winning 11, 12 games. Drew, you got to win. And you're a capitalist like I am. I mean, you're going to tell people, because when they put their tickets, at least they're buying season tickets, when they put it on the secondary market, they don't know who's buying them. It kind of reminds me when Detroit came to town. Now that the Honolulu blue everywhere in that lower bowl, but that was all Michigan people. So how can you hate the Detroit Lions? I mean, they haven't never won anything. But then I look at the 49ers, there's two, that all those people weren't from California. There's too many damn local people that are back in the 49ers. And I think because this old bandwagon thing, I've been a Joe Montana fan forever or whatever. And it just continued and continued. But no, that was disappointing because, Drew, it seemed like we were playing at a neutral site. You know, the game, I don't know, 50-50, 60-40, whatever. You know, you have these college games. I remember, like, LSU playing Oregon in Dallas. And then, you know, you look at the mixed crowd. It was seemed like it was at a neutral site and not the Caesar Superdome. I agree with you. That was
yeah,
terrible.
I mean, look, we can let them fly into town and stay in our hotel rooms and eat at our restaurants, but we just can't let them in the dome.
Yeah, they can tailgate outside, just don't come in the dome.
Yeah.
Now, Drew, looking at, Juwan Johnson, I think who better to ask than Drew Brees about a tight end? I mean, listen, Jimmy Graham needs to thank you that he's a multimillionaire or you helped him get paid. But I used to be, I was like mesmerized. I go, there's no way Drew Brees thought he was open. But he trusted him in the red zone. And you were able to throw him open. And once you have that trust factor, now Jimmy Graham, he could have stayed here forever. He didn't have the production with the Bears, I think the Seahawks. Because I don't know if he was trying to be too rebellious. Remember dunking over the goalposts, and Sean said, enough of that. You know, you're going to be gone. But I know you know the tight end position. Juwan Johnson, he could be an alpha tight end. I think he could be a pro ball tight end. Now has to be available and be healthy for the whole season or more than 1 month. But now, I don't know, it was lack of concentration. He had two early drops last week. But what have you seen in Juwan Johnson's development? And because here's a receiver that is pass receiver and tight end, kind of like Jimmy Graham. But what do you see in Juwan Johnson's development?
Yeah, you know what? Juwan Johnson came and worked out with me in 2020, COVID year, when he was coming out of college. We had taken him as an undrafted free agent, and he was a receiver in college. If you remember, he went to Penn State and then transferred to Oregon for a year. Yep. And he was really coming in as one of these kind of big hybrid receivers. Is he going to play tight end? You weren't sure. You know, he's obviously, 6'5", I think 220 at the time. But he was one of those like, hey, we could probably bulk this guy up. But when we trained together, it was all receiver for a week. And going into camp, though, I felt like, man, this guy's unique, obviously just because of his size, that, man, he could convert and be – look, there was no better offense with Sean to turn – guys into these hybrid weapons, right? The Jimmy Grahams, the Taysom Hills, and others, right?
Right.
I've been I've been proud of his development, because here was a guy who, hey, you want to play in this league and play for a long time, put on weight. You're gonna have to block, you know, as a tight end, but that's gonna open up opportunities for you as a receiving tight end as well. And look, he's made some plays for us here over the last few years, and has the opportunity to be a real feature guy, especially if our speed on the outside can threaten people. That's gonna give him really favorable matchups inside. And when you're a 6'5" target, there's nobody in the interior that can cover you. You know, like there's a place where you can throw the ball as a quarterback where your guy can get it and nobody else can. So it's that feel of the zone, you know, holes and where the back shoulder is going to be thrown on the field and just all those little nuances that just require time between QB and tight end, and yet can have, you know, massively good effects on just how dynamic the offense can be with a guy like that.
Drew, you talk about taking the top off of defense. You know what I notice? Because the game progresses, and I know more a pass-happy league now, and I just look at, like, 2 decades ago, or basically when you came on board, it seems like what I've witnessed is that you very seldom now, most teams, they're not playing that single high safety. It's either cover two or cover four, where you, instead of having thirds, you know, like three deep, you playing quarters, like the umbrella, like four deep or two deep concept, making you having to earn your way down the field, having those 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 play drives versus giving up that chunk play. Have you noticed defenses, it just seems like, especially going against these young quarterbacks where they think, oh, you know, I don't have enough patience to drive it down the field. I just think now the NFL just started, you know, early in the season, 2025, but I see a lot more defensive coordinators, the cat and mouse game, the chess game that they play against one another, old coordinator, offensive coordinators, defensive coordinators, that I'm seeing kind of like that softer coverage and figuring that you might probably make a mistake before you go all the way down and get ultimately an end zone for a touchdown.
Yeah, look, I think the quarters, I agree with you. I see more quarters in college. I see more quarters in the NFL. And I think it's a result of the RPO game. You know, nobody just hands the ball off anymore.
Right.
Everything is you're reading. You're reading the coverage structure, or you're reading a defender, and you can either hand it off, or you can pull it and run, or you can throw it to the perimeter and let guys go make a play, right, in space. And so by having quarter safeties, you involve them quicker in run defense, and you also have them reacting faster to the RPO game. Especially anything vertically in the RPO game, they're just that much closer to helping make the play, or they can just get to the perimeter faster in order to help as an additional tackler. So I really think that that's a big reason for it. And then on obvious passing downs, then you mix up the coverage and you've got your pressure packages and that sort of thing. But I think that's a big reason for this quarters.
Now, Drew, before we let you run, I can talk to you all day. I feel like I'm at the bar having a beer with you, you know, just like just talking ball. But what's your impression so far of Kellen Moore, youngest NFL head coach? And what's the most important thing you would think for him to establish this season to build that winning culture like you and Sean Payton had?
Yeah. Well, the first thing I'd say is this, like, that was the first question I asked all the players, you know, all the guys that I played with. Hey, how you like Kellen? You know, what's the structure like? This and that. And, like, to a man, they all love him. They love the way this offseason went, how training camp went. They felt like it was the proper mix of, hey, we're working hard, but we're taking care of you guys, right? Like, just the way that they structured a lot of the meeting times and practice times and just the way that they've, you valued recovery.
Right.
And, so you talk to guys like DeMario Davis, Cam Jordan, and others, and they love playing for this guy. So that tells me a lot, you know. Those guys, they love the culture that's being implemented. And, you know, they've been right there. You know, if they could have made one or two plays in each of these games and come up with a victory, we're sitting here at 2-0 and having a much different conversation. But bottom line is just about, you know, what, 70-80% of these games come down to the final possession.
Yes.
So it's just developing that winning culture, that winning belief. you know, whether it's offense or defense, you're going to find a way to win, and you just got to get the first one and break the seal.
Well, to show you the how the narrative, how close everything is, look at Tampa Bay and Baker Mayfield. As easily they 2-0 because they finish, how you got to finish, or they could be 0-2. It's amazing how these games come down to the wire. All I know with you, when we came down to the wire, we won. I know that. And that's the difference. You got to win. Just win, baby. Al Davis got it right when he said that. Just win,
that's
baby.
That's right.
Drew, thanks for coming on with us. Hey, it's great to hear you two guys together. And we'll be back next Wednesday with another version of Quarterback to Quarterback. Thank you, Drew.
You got it, guys.
All right, Drew.
All righty.
All right, bye-bye.
Don't miss Quarterback to Quarterback, the ultimate Saints conversation with legendary quarterbacks Drew Brees and the Cajun Cannon himself, Bobby Hebert. Every Wednesday at 4:30, only on WWL. We'll be back to close it out here in our number one right after this break.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.